John here, and we've got a new sponsor, DistroKid. Now that you've finished your latest Pirate Math SpongeCore Twitch track, it's time to get it out there so everyone can hear it. DistroKid helps musicians get their music on all the major streaming platforms, and artists keep 100% of their royalties. And because you're a high-gain listener, you get 30% off. Just go to distrokid.com/VIP/high-gain. That's distrokid.com/VIP/high-gain. And now DistroKid has an app. The DistroKid app is available for iOS and Android. You can download it at distrokid.com/app or in the app and Play stores. We'd like to take a minute to thank our pals over at Isotope, makers of software and plugins for audio repair, mixing, and mastering. The new gold standard of audio repair, Isotope RX11, is coming in May. Buy RX10 now on sale and get RX11 absolutely free when it's released. We use Isotope products here at the High Gain. It's an important part of how we've been able to bottle pure podcast gold week after week. High Gain listeners get 10% off using the promo code FRET10. That's FRET10. That's all at isotope.com. IZOTOPE.com.
Oh, hey, it's me, Ed Peterson.
Oh, hi, Ed. It's me, John Kiltica.
Take two on this intro, because I came in hotter than the sun.
Yeah, hot boy.
Yeah. John literally jumped up out of his seat when I said, oh, hey.
Yeah.
Sorry. You know, it's the High Gain Podcast.
It is a High Gain Podcast.
We talk about guitars.
Guitars.
Where do we record from?
Beautiful, unusually cold.
Arctic West Seattle.
Arctic.
Yeah, it is. Pretty brutal out there. We've got a little fountain in the front yard. There's a little dinosaur diorama in our front yard.
Uh-huh.
And we've got a dinosaur fountain, and the water froze before we turned it off. And so there's the cool frozen water coming out of its mouth, and then it's made a kind of a volcano, like a mountain shape in the pond.
So he's throwing up ice.
Exactly. It's that cold.
That's pretty cool.
We're maybe not Midwest cold.
We're like 15. I was talking to my brother who lives in Portland, Oregon.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful Portland.
They're at 5.
Fahrenheit.
For our European counterparts, yes.
Yeah, yeah. Zero is the same in both, right? Or is it 32 my, zero? Jeez, I don't know.
Metric temperatures? No thanks.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's 2024.
It's 2024, yeah. And our tech is all working today, I'll have you know.
Yep.
Did you see the comment on our Hallmark episode of last week?
On Instagram?
Yeah, that was the one where the internet was screwed up. I couldn't turn the heater off. Just a mess.
Yeah, yeah.
We had one of the better comments I've ever seen about that.
One of your best shows, fellas. Gotta say, you guys are hilarious when stuff slash technology isn't cooperating during a show. I won't root for that to happen, but dang, the hilarity increases when it does.
Yeah.
You know, we do these recordings, and sometimes I don't go back and listen. Sometimes I do. I live in the moment, John. You know me.
Bohemian.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I remember your internet was down for a couple days.
And I couldn't get my notes to print because the printer was on the network. And I couldn't turn off the furnace because the heat was on the network.
Oh, yeah. We had the discussion about how, you know, I've got to update the firmware on my Hue lights and stuff. Like, yeah.
Humanity is digging itself in deeper.
Yeah. You've read The Road.
I have.
McCarthy.
McCarthy.
The man. He doesn't have a name. In the book.
Yeah.
He is capable of surviving in a world without electricity, without clean water, without toilets. He just had his head on a swivel. Man, if I lost power for 48 hours, I would be a corpse. What would I do? Like, I don't know how to do anything. Start a fire?
Yeah.
Could you start a fire without matches? No.
We'd be like drinking water from the toilet.
Thank you. beverages.
Beverages.
Man, you broke out a Ditto Looper that I did not see until right as you started firing that thing off.
Yeah.
You had a little loopy thing going on there.
That's
next level.
I've been messing around with intervals.
Sure. What does intervals mean? I know what it means, of course.
Like a power chord.
Sure.
Would be like first and fifth.
Yep.
You could also do octaves, I guess.
Yep. Yep.
Commonly heard in like Stax Records, old soul.
Yeah. Yeah.
That kind of thing.
I love it. It's got a great tone to it.
This is from our man here in West Seattle, or White Center, which is kind of a subset.
We'll call that West Seattle.
Yeah. Our man Ian Graham.
Friend of the pod.
Friend of the podcast. We've had him on.
Mm-hmm.
Has just finished a baritone guitar.
Yep.
He loaned it to us to play around with.
Pretty nice.
We are big fans of Ian's craft, having studied boat building formally.
Mm-hmm.
He knows his way around pieces of wood and fine craftsmanship.
When the shit hits the fan, you've got to pick your team, right? You need your team of people on your side.
Yes.
Ed, dead weight. I'm dead weight on the team. No one's going to pick Ed.
Yeah.
Ian? Oh, man. I bet that guy knows how to do a lot of stuff.
You could give him like a couple of sticks you find on the ground and he'll build a power generator or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Team Ian.
But until such time as that happens,
he's
busying himself with fine, fine guitars.
Mm-hmm.
This is a baritone he's made.
It's thin.
It's pretty thin, yeah.
I like that.
We're going to get into what all he did on this thing. But I got to know what you're drinking it.
Oh, man. We record this show once a week. And some weeks we come in and I just feel like I don't know what the hell's going on. And I guess today was one of those days. I got coffee in a Crow mug. It came in a hot wire cup, but I transferred it to the Crow mug.
Oh.
It's not that I don't love the hot wire cups, but the Crow mug is just like home.
Good thinking.
Hot wire coffee here in beautiful West Seattle. If you're out there in the 15 degree weather, Fahrenheit,
right,
you might want to stop by Hot Wire.
It's 15 degrees out and you've decided to walk to the post office to put something in the big mailbox they have outside.
What happened
to those? And you're going to be really pissed off when you find out it's no longer there because it was stolen.
Yeah.
Don't worry.
Mm-hmm.
Go next door to Hot Wire Coffee. Say the high gain.
Yeah.
They'll give you a little bit of a discount.
Right.
And maybe you can salvage your day.
Win-win. Maybe get a peppermint mocha.
Oh.
Day like today, a peppermint mocha. I went with straight coffee when we leave here. I might go get a peppermint mocha. You want to do that together?
We maybe could.
That'll be great. I also have a Whole Foods Jeff Bezos water.
Oh.
Like, not perv water.
Dick water.
Yeah, yeah.
He's not the CEO anymore, is he?
No, I guess he's not.
Some people are just... And I mean this figuratively.
Yeah.
So for all the lawyers and government officials out there.
Right.
Figuratively,
mm-hmm.
Some people are just fist magnets.
Sure.
Yeah.
What about you? Do you have a beverage?
Yes, I have Hot Wire coffee too.
Uh-huh.
An Americano.
Okay.
And I've also got a Orca beverage.
Oh.
This is an Americana vintage black cherry soda.
Those are so good.
Handcrafted.
We should start taking MMA classes, John. I don't want to be dead weight on the team. You and I should be the frontline fighter dudes.
I think it would be cool to be like chemistry guy. We're in the middle of nowhere and JFK just figured out how to make dynamite.
Right. That would be cool.
Or like he figured out how to purify this brackish water we've come upon.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
When the nukes hit.
Uh-huh. We could be like walking around. I'd be able to tell by the rocks. Oh, we can crush that up and use it to make... fill in the blank.
I don't know why, but I do think the John and Ed idiot survivalist, idiot prepper show is pretty good.
Yeah.
2024, the high gain pivots into prepper dudes.
Yeah, we got to figure out how to keep our social media presence active.
Yes.
After the apocalypse.
Yeah, exactly. We'll just draw pictures and put them around. You're great at that. That'll be your job, which will entail doing charcoal renderings on the skin of a dead cow.
On old fences like the hobos used to do.
The hobo marks.
Yeah, these people are friendly. This guy's got a gun.
I love it.
Yeah.
The apocalypse, you know, why not make it fun?
Agreed.
with that reverb and the kind of gnarly overdrive you've got going on there, I think folks out there should go on their streaming platform of choice and listen to the Neil Young soundtrack for Dead Man. The tone you're getting out of this is not Neil Young territory.
Well, and when you add the Bigsby on this thing.
That soundtrack is killer, and I'm getting big Dead Man vibes. I don't know if that soundtrack was totally improvised or what the deal with that was, but man, it's so good.
Yeah. So what we're looking at here, Ed, is a baritone that is 28 and a half inch scale length.
Can I call out some features on it?
Yes. Tell the viewer what you see here, Ed.
Yep. It's kind of double cut. You know, it's not a Les Paul Jr.-y thing, but it's also not a Strat. It's kind of like the middle of the road thing there. Little longer horn on the top. German carved. Interesting because it's German carved on the horns, but then not on the back. So the carve doesn't go all the way through.
It fades down to a flat top.
Yep.
With the only exception being a slight contour for your arm.
Yep. Which is really great looking. It's got a belly cut.
Yep.
It's got an amazing, is that a neck through?
It is a neck through, yeah.
And what's that line down the middle?
Wenge. And the two sides on either side of that are mahogany. You'll be happy to know, or interested maybe, perhaps, that the body is made out of Madrone, after which the neighborhood of Madrona here in Seattle is named.
That's interesting.
Locally sourced.
I love it.
Madrona wood is native to pretty much the entire west coast of the United States.
I don't know anything about it.
Yeah, pretty straight grain.
Nice tight grain you got there.
Tight grain, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's got a Bigsby.
It does have a Bigsby, yes.
Two not Filtertrons.
These are TV Jones pickups, and the model of these are T90.
Okay. It's probably, what, 24 frets, but then it fans out on the bottom?
22.
I know you love playing up high like that.
Yeah, you know, I'm up there all the time with my shredding.
Shredding on a baritone.
Yeah, exactly.
It's kind of got a little bit of an SG kind of pick guard to it. Batwing pick guard, whatever that's called.
Yeah.
It's got block inlays. Ebony fretboard?
Fretboard, yes.
Yeah. The Graham in the headstock. Evocative of a Bigsby.
Pearl inlaid the word Graham.
Perloid, probably.
Yeah. The tuners are hip shot locking tuners.
Love it.
That's going to add to tuning stability.
You were playing this. We were kind of messing around with it before we started, and then you went to tune it, and you didn't need to.
It was pretty much in tune.
Single pickup selector, single volume tone.
Yep. The tone and volume knobs are made out of solid ebony by Ian Graham.
No kidding.
He carved these knobs.
John and I were commenting on this. Another thing is the headstock has a German carve, but only on the back. Man, that's so rad. It's just a thing to be cool and an appointment that no one would see. It's super fancy.
Yeah.
And where are you going to put that super fancy thing? Oh, on the back. Killer.
This thing is put together amazingly.
Yeah.
Let's see what we got. If I go as necky as possible.
Yeah. It's pretty necky.
What's nice on the open chords? Nice, dry, and as bassy as it goes.
Mm-hmm.
Up where he carved away the fretboard where it meets the body, the inlay follows the curve of the fretboard.
What do we call that, John? Attention to detail.
Yes.
Yeah.
Should I go as trebly as I can?
Oh, yeah. You've got to put some dirt on that.
That's nice. And then if we go back in the middle, and I'll put the tone basically in the middle. It's really fun that it feels like it stays in tune. It feels like it's going to.
Just solid, you mean?
Yes.
What do I like about this guitar? Virtually everything.
Ooh.
I think the neck is just a little wide for my taste. I think that's kind of a baritone thing that you want it a little wider.
The gauges of strings are considerably thicker.
Yeah.
This bottom string is like a 62.
Right. I guess that nitpick is a baritone nitpick. Maybe that's just dumb.
Ian made this guitar for himself, and when he dropped it off at Thunder Road Guitars.
ThunderRoadGuitars.com?
Yeah, that's the place. Turns out I work there.
Yeah.
So I started spitballing what I would like to see in a baritone.
Sure.
And he said yes to all of it.
Yeah, that's going to be great when we have him on our team.
He's going to be able to make a set of baritone strings out of leaves and berries. Did you break one of those strings on there?
Yeah.
I got you covered.
Berries and twigs.
Yeah.
Sure, that'll be great. I hope the apocalypse hits in the summer, because it's going to be a real bummer if it's like 15 degrees. I'd like a nice 75-degree apocalypse.
A light breeze.
That'd be great.
I've played so many different baritones now.
Yeah.
The 28.5-inch scale is shorter than you're going to find on a typical baritone or bass 6.
Which is like 30?
30, 31 even.
Yeah.
You're getting into kind of short scale bass territory at that point.
Right.
So this is shorter still, which is kind of nice, plays more like a regular guitar. And baritone guitars aren't all that new. The first real commercial baritone guitar was late 50s, and it was made by Dan Electro.
Sure.
And it became popular in the spaghetti westerns. You know, like somebody's about to shoot somebody, kind of.
Morricone.
Ennio Morricone.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Phil Spector Wall of Sound stuff.
Ooh. Phil Spector. R.I.P.
R.I.P. and Murder Guy.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I feel like the R.I.P. feels correct.
And it feels fairly recent, I think.
January 16th. We're coming up on the anniversary.
Uh-huh. What year?
2021.
Yeah, less than 5 years, yeah.
I believe he died in a federal penitentiary.
I believe so, too.
Complications from...
murder?
Yes, and COVID-19.
Oh, okay.
Yep, Phil Spector, Wall of Sound.
Yep.
Murder Guy.
Let's talk about tuning it.
Okay.
A common baritone tuning is a fourth lower than a standard guitar.
Yep.
So instead of E, you're starting at B.
Yeah.
A lot of people use that, but there really is no convention on that. People will go a fifth lower.
Mm-hmm. Is some of it just that it's affecting tuning stability? Like, you could tune this just to a straight C standard, right? And it would totally hold that fine, right?
That's like a major third lower. Some people do that. I think at the point you're talking about all those different tunings, you're talking about the floppiness of the strings.
Yeah.
If it gets so low that the guitar can't hold tension,
right,
that's going to affect not only the intonation, but the playability of the instrument as a whole.
Sure.
That's what makes me wonder if the shorter scale length on this is able to support lower tunings.
Okay. Is that what you wanted to talk about tunings?
Yeah.
Remember when we talked to Dave? From Presidents of the United States of America?
I do. That was our first episode of 2024.
Yep. Dave talked about how when they started, they didn't have a tuner. And so they just tuned by ear to each other and just had no idea if they were to E or whatever. It turned out they were tuning to like
C sharp.
C sharp, right?
Like, yeah. They knew they wanted to tune lower.
Right.
But they didn't know how low their instruments would take. Without having to fix that scale length like we're talking about.
Yep.
Shorter or longer, we don't know.
They had their two guitars. They didn't have other guitars that could handle it.
They had floating bridges that could just be moved by hand. So they were moving the bridges around, messing around with the scale length. Mm-hmm. And then they were tuning to each other. And when they got to a place they like, they're like, okay, well, what is that? Oh, C sharp. Okay, cool.
Yeah, so then they just adopted C sharp. That's cool.
Oh, this looks fun.
What's the danger of working in a guitar shop?
Guitars.
Yep.
You know, we didn't even say that this is like a dark sunburst.
It is.
Like a tobacco sunburst.
Yeah. I'm not the biggest sunburst guy, but I really like how dark this one is. And the pickguard covers a lot of the real estate.
Yeah.
So it kind of covers the sunburstiness of it.
The bridge is a roller bridge, by the way.
Yeah.
Which is really nice. Instead of the strings kind of grinding through a notched opening on the saddles.
Right.
They roll freely across the top when you're using
the Bigsby.
You gotta try it. Try and decide. Is it hello or goodbye? Goodbye or goodbye?
Hey, Ed.
Yeah.
This is a baritone.
Mm-hmm.
It's made by Ian Graham.
Yes.
We've established you want him on your apocalypse team.
Yes.
Yeah.
Please.
So with that in mind,
mm-hmm.
The Graham baritone electric guitar. Buy or deny?
Buy? You had a list of stuff that you would change?
Yeah.
Make it black is always the right answer. This one, no, it's a buy on this guitar. Even with the sunburst, it's awesome.
It's mellow. It's not like a gaudy sunburst. It's almost just like a dark brown with a slight fade in the middle.
Yeah.
Which is nice. You like it with the Bigsby?
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't seem to affect the tuning stability.
Not on this one, it doesn't.
I guess if I were putting an order in, I would not put a Bigsby on it, but I don't think I dislike it with the Bigsby.
Assuming it stays in tune as well as this one does. Yeah, I don't have a problem with it.
Yeah.
I think this is a buy for me too.
Yeah?
Yeah, definitely. Well, you know, anybody who wants to inquire of Ian, he is at Graham_instruments on the old Instagram.
Yeah.
He's got a lot of in-progress pictures of this very guitar I'm holding.
Right.
So you can see how it was put together, what he did, and maybe shoot him a DM.
Ping our guy, Graham.
Ian does guitars.
Yeah.
He does basses.
Uh-huh.
And now, apparently, baritones.
Sure. Yeah, you probably want him on your apocalypse team.
Yeah. I'm going to be the chemist once I learn chemistry.
That'll be the dead weight.
You're the guy who broke his leg by looking at it wrong.
Yep.
And now everybody has to drag you on the makeshift cart.
When it becomes apparent and the cannibalism sets in, everyone's looking at Ed like an old Looney Tunes cartoon where I just turn into a hot dog.
Uh-huh. You know, they used to have a hot dog eating contest when I was in graduate school in the student center.
Oh, okay.
At the grill.
Yeah.
The name of the grill was the Alfred Packer Grill.
Mm.
He is the only person ever convicted in the United States of cannibalism.
Really?
And so they named the grill after him. Isn't that lovely?
Did they name the cafeteria after the dude because they just thought it was funny to name it after a convicted cannibal?
I think that's exactly right.
That's wild.
Is that great?
Satire.
Well, we'll take lots of pictures of this.
Where are we going to put them?
We're going to put them on Instagram like we do.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So people can hop from the high gain over to Graham Instruments and back. Go back and forth, compare and contrast the photos.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
I know exactly what you're saying.
They can look at both and then come up with their feature set that they're going to hit Ian up for.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Okay, cool. 2024, and we are still with the Ruinous Media Network of music-related podcasts.
Yeah. In the future time, we will probably have met up with them.
Yeah, we'll try to suss it out. We'll try to feel it out and let you know what those guys are up to.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's big stuff. I think big, heavy-duty stuff. That's the deal, Joe. They got big moves coming in 2024.
Oh, man. Are we going to get to meet Taylor Swift or something?
I don't want to say Taylor's going to be on the podcast next week, but I don't want to not say that either.
Allegedly. Yeah. All right, well, let's come back next week and do another one.
Yeah, okay, sure, why not?
All right, cool.
Okay, talk to you later.
Okay, bye.
Bye.